Do the names Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss ring a bell with you? They're the mother-daughter Georgia poll workers who, since the 2020 election, they've been attacked without mercy by the numerous conspiracy theorists. Well, Ms. Freeman and Ms. Moss, they're picking up with the January 6th congressional investigation left off. They're trying to at least independently examine the private communications between Rudy Giuliani and Donald Trump, turning their defamation lawsuit against Giuliani into pretty much a no-limits fact-finding mission. No time limits either. I'll explain that in a second. In a letter that's dated January 13th, the pair's attorneys tell Giuliani's defense lawyer that his objections to the January 6th committee's questions about interactions with Trump were improper, quote-unquote, warning that they intend to bulldoze right over them. Reading here from the letter, Mr. Giuliani invoked privilege during January 6th testimony with respect to certain topics we expect to broach during his deposition. And indeed, Giuliani was deposed this past Wednesday. Lawyers for Freeman and Moss said they want to know more about Giuliani's interactions with Trump, as well as his correspondence with the Department of Justice regarding Trump's mission to overturn the 2020 election. Conservative state legislators who were coaxed into publicly doubting the ballot results that year, and fake Republican electors who tried to band together as alternate electoral college votes to supplant the real ones that went for Joe Biden. Lawyers also want to explore Giuliani's interactions with Sidney Powell. Well, that would be interesting. In the legal world, attorneys are generally granted blanket protections for the interactions that they have with clients. But in this case, Giuliani, he's trying to keep private his conversations with his client Trump as they talked about the effort to overturn the election results. Now, if you think the primary target of all this is Rudy, the consensus really is they want to roll over, or I guess from the letter, steamroll over Rudy and try to get to Trump in all this. As an aside, in that call to Georgia and Brad Raffensperger, Trump referred to Freeman and Moss a total of 18 times in that phone call. Back in December 2021, Freeman and Moss, they initially sued the company behind One American News and its White House correspondent, Chanel Rion, along with Giuliani, but at this point only Giuliani remains in the case. He tried to have this lawsuit dismissed last year, but U.S. District Court Chief Judge Beryl Howell said, citing ample circumstantial evidence of a civil conspiracy between Giuliani and members of the Trump campaign. Since the election and all these conspiracies started flying around, Freeman and Moss have been really enemy number one in Trump Island. In the weeks after the 2020 election, the Trump campaign was searching for any kind of evidence that would cast doubt on the results. Giuliani zeroed in on surveillance video of Freeman and Moss. They served as poll workers at a Fulton County vote tabulation center at the time. Rudy was telling anyone who would listen, journalists, legislators, newsstand operator, women were, in his mind, this is what Rudy was saying, were illegally moving suitcases of fake ballots. You remember that video now, right? Well, you just saw a small piece of that video. You see the whole video, then you know that Rudy's blowing smoke out of his, you know which part of his body. That allegation has since been thoroughly disproven by federal investigators, along with Georgia state election officials, who are, by the way, Trump-supporting Republicans. Women also appear before the House January 6th committee, where the daughter delivered heart-tugging testimony that just showed the torture they've been placed under by people who buy into all these conspiracies. Strange thing about this, too, their current lawsuit against Giuliani might actually have a better chance of getting more answers from Giuliani than the January 6th committee did. I mean, yeah, the panel was well-funded, the huge staff, but they had one small problem. They're on the clock, a time limit, where Freeman and Moss, they have no hard deadline. Their lawyers can patiently litigate until a judge allows them to pierce the attorney-client privilege that Rudy's trying to grasp onto. And the judge on the case already found evidence of what she called a civil conspiracy between Rudy and Team Trump, could also greenlight that peek under the hood if she comes to the same conclusion that a federal judge in California did last year, that a crime potentially occurred. Now, this is certainly something worth watching.